Back at the Garden, where tonight, after a 3-1 road trip, the Celtics' pursuit of the 2 seed continues as they open, believe it or not, their longest homestand of the year, 6 games over the next 2 weeks. It starts tonight against Damian Lillard and the Portland Trailblazers. Max, 1 week ago tonight, the Fred VanVleet game winner seemed to seal the Celtics' fate, but the Raptors losing in New York on Wednesday, that combined with the Celtics going 3-for-3, the rest of the road trip has opened that door again, 2.5 back with 10 to play. So let me ask you this. How hard should the Celtics be chasing it? Because I know you don't think facing the Sixers in the first round is a big deal.
Oh, I don't think that's a big deal. But, you know, the guy coming into town right now, that's a bad man. You always talk about Damian Lillard, what he's able to do, has dropped 60 on the team this year. He has the ability to change and dominate a game himself.
Wednesday was a critical game for the Grizzlies. The Celtics got it. The Blazers are in that same spot tonight. Even with Lillard coming back, that wasn't enough to turn it around. They're now 5 games behind New Orleans. Meanwhile, the Celtics, Max, they've won 7 of 9, and it's not hard to connect the dots. Kemba Walker is starting to look like the Kemba we saw at the start of the year.
Well, when he's healthy, he is the guy who controls the initial point of attack. You know, you love the opportunities that you have in front of you. And when you're home with a big crowd and a dominant game, you can get back in this thing and maybe catch that Toronto team.
It's going to be a fun night, plus maybe a little history for Carmelo Anthony tonight in Boston, of all places. And then the other part, odd part of this Celtics season, San Antonio, Phoenix, Utah, and OKC. The Celtics beat all of those teams on the road, but then lost the rematch here at the Garden. The Blazers, they'll try and join that list and stay alive in the race for 8 in the Western Conference. Celtics and Blazers from the Garden. We'll tip it next.
Welcome into the Celtics Simulation Pregame Show. The season continues exclusively right here on the CLNS Media Network. Tonight's broadcast is powered by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Eat right. Strengthen your immune system. Don't gain weight sitting at home. Lose it with Awaken 180 Weight Loss. And betonline.ag, your online wagering experts. As you just heard from Grandy and Max, it's the Celtics and Portland tonight. Celtics returning home for a season-long 6-game homestand. John Zanis here, joined by CLNS Media's Mike Petralia. What's up, Trags?
How you doing, John? I'm doing well.
Good. So good to have the Celtics back home. Tonight they're taking on Portland. 10 games to play in the season. Portland obviously nowhere near playoff contention at this point. Their season's pretty much over. Pretty disappointing for them considering they reached the conference finals last year. But still, it's a team that can present some problems, and tonight they do have Damian Lillard, who did not play when the two teams faced off a month ago in Portland, which the Celtics won. Now, Trags, 10 games to play, 2.5 games behind Toronto, who lost the other night to the Knicks. 2 seeds still in play, but what do you want to see the Celtics do here down the stretch? You want to see them go all out, get that 2 seed, see if you can avoid Philly in round one, or try to stay healthy, and they're relatively healthy right now, but stay as healthy as possible. Enter the playoffs with your best team, and whatever happens, happens.
Long range for this team to be going anywhere in the playoffs, John. I want to see them go all out for that number 2 seed because there's a world of difference between facing a sub-500 team in the first round of the playoffs, ideally if the Celtics play up to their potential, and having to play Philadelphia in the first round, who would be probably re-inspired with the return of Ben Simmons, and obviously Joel Embiid kind of has the number of the Celtics this season. I want to see them go all out. I want to start to see some really good habits, John, at the start of games and coming out of halftime. Two areas where the Celtics, when they've struggled at home this year and been upended against teams they probably should have beaten, those have been trouble spots.
All right, thanks, Trags. We'll be back here together for halftime. Meanwhile, let's send it down to the court. Sean Grandy and Cedric Maxwell pick up the call with the Celtics ahead of the Blazers 18-15 with a little over 3 minutes to go in the first quarter.
And out of the timeout, Blazers going to go small here. Whiteside comes out of the game with 2 early fouls. Celtics very small as well. Melo and Grant Williams, Max, are the biggest players on the floor. This is the game's changed, I guess.
Well, the game has changed. It's become a small man's game. Guys who are over 7 feet now became dinosaurs all overnight. They cannot be in games because they cannot guard people.
Celtics by 2, 17-15. Jaylen Brown, offensive end, hands off to Kemba. Kemba, left side of the floor, looking around. Hayward in the corner, guarded by Hezonja, return to Kemba. Kemba swings around the horde. Jaylen Brown on the wing, pump fake, 3 in the air, got it. Jaylen Brown. He's max. He's got an outside chance to shoot 40% from three on the year. That would be quite a jump.
Yeah, that's something that you and I did not believe he had in this game. He worked over the summer on his three-point shooting, and it has paid dividends.
20-15, Celtics by five. McCollum pull up on Kemba, and his three is good, getting it right back. Speaking of guys who've gotten better this year from the three.
Boy, do you love to watch those two guys go back and forth. They are really, I guess, Sundance and whoever that other guy is, because they can shoot him a little.
I think this is more your era. I think that was Butch Cassidy, if I'm not mistaken, back in the day.
Sundance, whoever, Google, you know, I know something like that.
Google it, Gibbs. 20-18, Boston by two. Grant Williams comes out, sets the screen for Kemba. Starts down that right side, circles it back out to the wing. Blazers showing a little more zone now with Whiteside out of the game. Kemba, long cross court, Hayward, three, got it. That'll bust up the zone.
Boy, you have to be able to guard that zone, but you have to be able to knock down jump shots to loosen it up. That will loosen up a zone.
Gordon Hayward to his first three. Celtics by five, 23-18. 90 seconds to go in the first quarter. C.J. McCollum, offensive end, literally had to carry the Blazers with Lillard out in February. Goes to Hezonja. Right wing now, Ariza in the corner. Holding, starts his drive on Tatum. Pull up 12-footer, no good. Rebounded by Grant Williams. Grant Williams, are you still a rookie, Max, in game 73 of the year?
Well, I don't think he is now. He's a rookie to all those guys, but watching him play, he's become a veteran over time.
Celtics in the offensive end. Smart finds Kemba. Starts his drive, tries the floater. No good, but he got fouled. And that's on Damian Lillard, who just walks away from Scott Foster with that same look on his face. Damian Lillard's had issues with the officials all year. Remember that missed goaltending call against Gobert in Utah? Kemba Walker getting a couple of free throws here.
So you're saying right now that Damian Lillard is not sending Christmas gifts, New Year's Eve stuff, any kind of gift at all to the officials this year?
Damian Lillard, he's the guy that didn't get fined. Remember earlier in the year when he went off after that Utah game, and I guess the rules didn't apply to Damian Lillard. If you had done that, if you had ripped the officials like that, they would have found you, I assume.
Well, you know, think about what Marcus did after that. You know, Marcus went absolutely ham. You and I thought that we weren't going to see him, but he continued to play.
First free throw for Kemba Walker is good. 24-18, Celtics by six. Good to see the Celtics back in the home white. Blazers wearing that old school throwback, the red uniforms tonight, back in the day, which you may remember, the Blazers are the only team to beat the Celtics in that 85-86 championship season when they went 40-1 at home. They were the only team to beat the Celtics here. And Max, these are the uniforms the Blazers wore when you first came in the league. What was it like going to Portland in 1977 against that group?
Portland was scary back in the day because not only all the, you know, smoke and all that stuff outside the building, but Bill Walton was one of the most dominant players I'd seen. He had one of the most dominant years coming off an MVP. He was sensational.
You'd have to be pretty good to be traded for him, I guess. Second free throw is good for Kemba. 25-18, Celtics by seven.
Well, that was a broken down Bill Walton, but never mind.
McCollum, quick three. That's no good. Long rebound, though, comes out to Rodney Hood. New 14 for the Blazers. Lillard just pounding it against Marcus Smart. This is the marquee matchup. Shot clock down to four. Lillard starts his drive, drops back to Carmelo from 17. Swish. Some things you never lose.
Boy, that Carmelo can still shoot the basketball. For a while, I didn't think he was coming back in the NBA, but now he's found his niche with the Blazers.
Six for Melo. He's now just 1 point behind John Havlicek on the all-time scoring list. He's always had a feel for the drama. Said it could be a big night for him here in Boston. Kemba slowly across half court. So winding down here in quarter number one. Celtics played with a lot of pace in that game in Portland. Not so much in the first quarter tonight. Grant Williams sets that high screen. Lillard gets under it. Kemba kicks to the wing. Jaylen Brown backs down Hood, backs him down, kick back out. Kemba, pretty good look, got the three.
Ooh, Kemba, he is the guy who really starts everything off. The initial point of attack, Sean, I've said it 1,000 times, it's so important.
Start of the season great, finishing is it great. We enter the final minute of the first quarter. Celtics had the lead up to 8, 28-20. Lillard finds Hood, right side against Jaylen Brown, return to Hezonja. McCollum up top, Hezonja pops out, sets that screen. McCollum down the right side, a little Euro step around Grant Williams, floats it up and in.
Oh, McCollum has that thing going right now. Laying the basketball up, Anytime you watch those two combos go, man, they fuel the Blazers.
8 in the first quarter for McCollum. Blazers within 6, 28-22. 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Marcus Smart will walk it across the timeline. About a 2-second differential on the 2 clocks. Celtics trying to make it 4 straight after winning the final 3 on the road trip. Smart pounding it, killing time. Inside to Tice. Return to Marcus Smart. 7 seconds to go in the quarter. Hayward coming off the screen. That's where the ball goes. 3 in the air. Got it. Gordon Hayward 4-for-4 in the quarter. Celtics by 9. Final seconds. Hezonja from half court. Wide left. And that will do it for the first 12 minutes. Max Celtics pick up right where they left off on the road.
They did exactly that. Being dominant, shooting the basketball. And anytime you have a guy like that, Gordon Hayward, knocking down shots, is good for this team.
End of one at the Garden, Boston 31, Portland 22. Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by BetOnline.ag. With currently no NBA, NHL, or MLB, you might think there's nothing to bet on. Well, you'd be wrong. Our exclusive partner, BetOnline, still has hundreds of sports, events, and games to wager on, or let them bring Vegas to you with their online casino and blackjack. All open 24 hours a day and all online, including their $750,000 poker series. And if you're into props and entertainment betting, you can still bet on Survivor, Big Brother, American Idol, stock prices, even the weather. Visit the website or use your mobile device and join today to receive a 100% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Be sure to use the promo code CLNS50. Bet online, your online wagering expert.
You are listening to the Celtics Simulation. The season continues exclusively on the CLNS Media Network. We pick up the action with a little over 5 minutes gone by in the second quarter, with the Celtics ahead of the Trailblazers 42-28. John Grandy and Cedric Maxwell with the call.
Celtics by 16. They got the shot clock fixed. Malfunction. Celtics return to the floor with Tatum, Hayward, Walker, Brown, and Smart. Up by 16 here midway through quarter number 2. Marcus Smart on the inbound. Jaylen Brown quickly return to Marcus Smart. Straight away up top. Smart moving right side of the floor, looking into Gordon Hayward. Hayward, hot hand, turns, step back at the elbow. Got it. Gordon Hayward, 5-for-5. He's got 12. Max, nights like this for Gordon Hayward all year. We remember the missed layups. But how many nights has he had where it looks like he just can't miss?
I mean, he is the bellwether to me. He's the guy, once he gets it going like that, everything else falls into place for the Celtics.
Celtics by 18 now, their largest lead, 46-28. Damian Lillard. It's Anthony Simmons. Simmons the handoff to Carmelo Anthony. Could be some history now. Melo now 1 point away. Turns to Lillard. Lillard right side of the floor, starts his drive over the shoulder. Melo lines up Tatum, looking for history. Got it.
There is Melo. Everybody talked about him being in New York, being in Denver. This guy's really going to make an impact with the Blazers.
And of all the places to do it, he passed John Havlicek in the first quarter. Now Carmelo Anthony in Boston passes Paul Pierce for 15th on the all-time scoring list, 26,398 points. And of all the places to do it, Celtics by 16. It's Tatum, left side against Carmelo. It's the matchup they want. Double team comes from Anthony Simmons. Return to Kemba. Kemba pounding it up top. Back to Tatum. Tatum now isolated with Carmelo. Turns, fades, hits.
Boy. Anytime you get those matchups, you got to make it happen.
48-30, Celtics by 18. Again, their largest lead. Anthony Simmons looking for Hezonja. Hezonja handoff Damian Lillard. Lillard stepping to his right, long jumper. Got it. He was on the line. It's a 2, but Damian Lillard heating up.
There's that bad man we talked about. If he gets going, it's going to be a long night.
Blazers just can't get stops. Kemba's rolling. Jason Tatum is rolling. Gordon Hayward hasn't missed yet. Kemba, offensive end. Looking back for Tatum again. Tatum pounding it against it. Here comes the double team. One more time. Return to Kemba. In the corner. Long two. Got it. Timeout, Terry Stotts. The Blazers cannot get a stop. Celtics have their largest lead up by 18.
Boy, if you don't stop anybody, just start the damn bus because it's time to go home. This game might be close to over.
16 for Kemba Walker. Celtics with a big lead midway through the second. 4:41 to go. Quarter number 2, Boston 50, Portland 32. Timeout. Celtics 18-point lead down to 7. Damian Lillard, 11 of those 18 for the Blazers. Max, this has been the story, not just his entire career, but this entire season for the Blazers, who never really had it going. Remember, it was the Blazers and the Warriors in the Western Conference Finals last year. Both may miss the playoffs this year, but Damian Lillard is going to fight until the final breath.
Boy, he's that guy. You know, you've talked about it over and over again. When he is shooting, he is one of the most dominant players, I think, in NBA at the point guard position.
63-56, the Boston lead down to 7. Out of the timeout, Kemba moves it across half court. Hand to Marcus Smart. Smart angles to the left side of the floor. Lobs in towards Jason Tatum. Tatum pounding with Anthony Simmons. There's that step back jumper, no good. Rebound Trevor Ariza. Ariza, long lead up the floor. Damian Lillard, he's going to pull up and bury the three. Here he comes.
The Oakland bad boy is back in Boston. He is raining jump shots.
Stone cold. A smile never crosses his face. Blazers within 4, 63-59, 18 for Damian Lillard. Kemba goes back to Tatum. Tatum has cooled off here. Anthony Simmons has done a good job on him. He'll find Hayward. Hayward handoff, dribble handoff to Marcus Smart. He'll come back up top. Holding, lobs it to the elbow. Gordon Hayward again. Jumper, got it. Boy, Gordon Hayward, 7 of 8 here in the first half. Celtics lead by 6.
Boy, he saved the Celtics bacon tonight. The way he's shooting that jump shot. You got to go to him when he's hot.
Now to 25 seconds to go in the second quarter as the Blazers, they'll pretty much hold for one shot here as they come across half court. 18 for Damian Lillard. Celtics had lost after holding big leads all year so well. Lost a bunch of them in the month of February and early in March in their 18-point lead. Down to 6 right now, 65-59. Ariza just holding, waiting for Lillard to come and get it. Lillard straight away up top, goes to Simmons, return to Lillard, starts his drive, pull up from 12, got another one. 6 in a row for Damian Lillard. Celtics have 5 seconds. Smart across half court, running 3, no good. And that will do it for the first half. Celtics took a big lead midway through the second, but Damian Lillard hasn't given up on the Blazers season. Max, the 18-point lead is down to 4.
Well, that's the thing about him. You have to be able to dominate on the defensive end at the initial point of attack. Marcus has to do a better job of getting to Damian Lillard early.
Coming up at halftime, guys will run you through all the scores, including Brooklyn and Orlando battling for the 7th spot here at the Garden. We got a ball game, Boston 65, Portland 61 at the half.
All right, guys, thank you. Halftime here between the Celtics and the Trailblazers. Celtics lead 65-61, but Trags, they blew another 18-point lead here. Not great. We'll get into that in a moment. Halftime show is brought to you by BetOnline.ag, your online wagering experts, and Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Eat right, strengthen your immune system, don't gain weight sitting at home, lose it with Awaken 180 Weight Loss. And Trags, as we said, it's a 4-point lead here. Celtics had it up to 18. They kind of let that one get away from them. Your thoughts here. Obviously, this is the type of thing they've really got to it's been a problem. They've really got to button this up before they head into the playoffs.
You sure do, John. And we talked about it in the pregame. And, you know, it's kind of been in their DNA this year to not put teams away, especially when they build up first half leads. They kind of fall asleep heading into halftime. We saw it with the Utah Jazz. We saw it with the Oklahoma City Thunder. A lot of big leads that kind of evaporate before halftime, and they lose a lot of momentum. That's obviously something they're going to have to work on in the final 9 games of the season.
That's right, Trags. Plenty of basketball left in this one. We're going to pick up action right now with a little bit under 3 minutes to play in the third quarter. Celtics clinging now to a 2-point lead, 78-76. Let's send it over to Grandy and Max.
Brad Stevens forced to take another timeout. Max, this game is playing out exactly the way we thought. Celtics start to crawl away, and that man, Damian Lillard, brings the Blazers right back in.
Well, we've talked about that all year. That's been the Celtic problem. Huge leads, and then all of a sudden they take their foot off the gas. The opposition gets back into the game.
That 4-game home losing streak the Celtics had began in late February. The Celtics had double-digit leads in all of them. Their 18-point lead here is down to 2, 78-76. Kemba will walk it up inside. Tice back in Whiteside down. Little pump fake, shot in the air, blocked by Whiteside. His second block, and the Blazers have a chance to take their first lead since the opening minutes. Down by 2. Offensive end, Hezonja. Run a lot through Hezonja. He's had a difficult year here in Portland. Looking to go inside to Whiteside. Tice has that front of him. Damian Lillard come get it. Cross court, McCollum. McCollum against Jaylen Brown. Return to Damian Lillard. Deep three in the air. Got it. And the Blazers have their first lead since the opening minutes of the game. 28 for Damian Lillard. And the Blazers are up 79-78.
Oakland.
Kemba, long lead pass deflected out of bounds. Celtics will hang on to possession. And this is not the first time, Max, we've seen that this year at the Garden. Some guards have come in here, had some huge games. Buddy Hield, Bradley Beal. Obviously, there was Caris LeVert. Colin Sexton had a 41-point game in here. Of course, Devin Booker. It's interesting because a lot of people pointing at Marcus Smart and his Defensive Player of the Year thing. Marcus Smart doesn't always start on those guys. You like to tell the story about how Kevin McHale would get guys heated up and then you would come in. Marcus has been in that spot more than once this year.
Absolutely. I used to tell Kevin McHale all the time, thank you for getting that guy hot. Right now, he's a blazing. This is a five-alarm fire, and you're telling me you give him a cup of water, it just ain't going to work.
Ball inbounded, Kemba, straight away. Around the horn, they swing to Hayward. Hayward finds Tatum in the corner, lined up with Carmelo again. Starts his drive, gets to the glass, lays it up and in. 17 for Tatum. Carmelo can still score, but his days of guarding Jason Tatum and being able to stop him are long gone.
Well, he's never had those days as a defender. I think that he's a guy that you have to attack because that is a weak point in their defensive scheme.
Tatum with 16. Celtics regain the lead 80-79. Melo 15 on the night. If this is his final game against the Celtics, 39 games all double-figure score. They go into Whiteside. Kick back to Damian Lillard. He's going to take another deep three. Wide left and another rebound for Daniel Tice. He's got 10. Quick outlet, Kemba. Up the right side, long lead. Tatum on the wing in transition for three.
Woo, man. We talked about it. Carmelo can't guard that man. Get the ball to Tatum.
83-79. Celtics by four. Lillard coming the other way, looking for McCollum. Want to go into Carmelo, and they do. Carmelo against Tatum, backing him down, turns, lost the ball, Tatum has the steal. And to Kemba Walker, Celtics wanted to go quick in transition, can't do it, now they'll hold it up by four, 83-79. Kemba, offensive end, lobs it to the left corner, Hayward holding there, turn to Kemba. Kemba starts his drive down the right side, reverses it up and in.
You're talking about money, who is money? Late in the game, Damian Lillard, or is it Kemba time?
Final minute, third quarter, 85-79, Boston by six. Blazers back trying to ride Damian Lillard. He was hot early as they climbed back in the game, but the Celtics now have it up to six at 85-79. C.J. McCollum looking inside, Whiteside, kick back to McCollum. He'll try the three, no good. Rebound belongs to Kemba. He will walk it up. Celtics by six and the ball. Down under 30 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Kemba, offensive end. Looks to Hayward. Hayward at the elbow. Guarded by Hezonja. Return to Kemba. Kemba angles right side of the floor. Lobs it in. Hayward turns. Fades off the wrong foot. Got it. He's having another one of those nights. Hayward is 8 of 9. He's got 19 and the Celtics lead by 8.
Boy, he is that guy again. That guy from Utah that the Celtics paid all that money. He's starting to cash in.
This is the hole for the final shot. Let's take a wild guess where this is going. Lillard with 11 seconds to go in the quarter. Across half court, just holding, pounding. Smart comes out to get him. Lillard steps to his right, takes the three, no good, and that is how the third quarter will come to an end. Celtics seem to have it back in control. They led by 9 at the end of one, by as many as 18. It was down to 4 at the half, but it's 8 right now as we make the turn for home. End of three at the Garden, Boston 87, Portland 79. Good stuff at the Garden tonight. Celtics lead is 5-101-96. Moving to the middle stages of the fourth quarter. Celtics finding themselves in games against desperate teams, and those are the toughest to win. The game in Memphis the other night with the Grizzlies trying to hang in the Western Conference playoff race. Same deal for the Blazers here. You really got to step on their throat.
Boy, this is something you have to do, especially late in the year if you're in a playoff run. Win the games you're supposed to win.
Jimmy Ojeley stays out there with Kemba Walker, Marcus Smart, Grant Williams, and Jaylen Brown. Celtics by five. Kemba has Marcus Smart on the wing. He's pounding it. Long cross court. Jaylen in the corner. Pump fake to three. And blows by Rodney Hood. Gets to the rim. Two-hand slam. Jaylen Brown. Spectacular.
Jaylen. Get in this house, Jaylen. That ain't right.
So aggressive all year. 103-96. Boston by 7. Trevor Ariza. Offensive end. Wants to go into Whiteside. It's not there. Finds Rodney Hood in the corner. Return to Ariza. Ariza. Cross court. Deflected. Knocked away by Marcus Smart. Grant Williams pounces on it. Long lead. Kemba. Pull up. Transition. Got the three.
Woo! It's money time. And Kemba is hot as fish grease.
And the Celtics in 10 seconds double the lead. It's up to 10, 106-96. Terry Stotts getting frustrated, just waves his arms like, keep going, keep playing. McCullough finds Lillard. Now Marcus Smart on Damian Lillard here in the fourth quarter. Gobbles him up. Return to McCullough. 18-footer, no good. Rebound, Chemi Ojeleye. Boy, Ojeleye has been so good here.
Ojeleye has been dominant all year. Here's a guy who can sit for 2 or 3 weeks and then come in and give you positive numbers.
Celtics by 10. 5:45 to go. Marcus Smart gets it back from Ojeleye. Lobs it inside to Tice. Going to work on Whiteside. Tice pounding. Double team comes. He returns it to Kemba. Sneaks in back door and lays it in.
How do you leave Kemba? One of the hottest guys out there in the fourth quarter. Never, never leave home.
Trevor Ariza, of all people, came to help Hassan Whiteside, who hasn't needed the help, against Daniel Tice. 32 for Kemba, 7 straight for the Celtics. It's up to 12 now, 108-96. Blazers in some trouble. C.J. McCollum, offensive end. Boy, they want to go to Damian Lillard. Marcus Smart just chasing him all over the court. McCollum looking in towards Whiteside. Shot clock down. Get Lillard. Here's the odd. Smart has another steal. Marcus Smart off to the races. 2-on-1. Gets it back from Jaylen Brown. Lays it up. No good, but he gets fouled. And Marcus Smart doing Marcus Smart things here in the fourth quarter.
The mongoose is back, and he's going against Lillard. Take him completely out of the game. That's how valuable Marcus is to this team.
We'll get 2 free throws here. Celtics trying to add to this 12-point lead. Began the night 2.5 games behind Toronto. Still chasing that 2 seed. Raptors have the home and home with the Grizzlies tomorrow in Memphis and then Monday night in the rematch. Is there going to be enough time? The Celtics, remember, have 7 of their final 10 here at home. This is the homestand they've been waiting for all year. Marcus Smart at the free throw line, 2 for 2 tonight, 83% now on the year. First one's good. So many things he does. The defense on Lillard, it's the point guard play, and even becoming such a reliable free throw shooter, Max, is something you didn't necessarily see coming from Marcus Smart.
Well, the thing about it, we did not see. You remember a couple years ago, every time Marcus would crank up offensively, people would start to moan and groan. Yep. Now they anticipate he's going to knock down shots.
He gets both free throws. Celtics by 14, 110-96. Blazers starting to fade away. McCollum and Lillard, they have carried the Blazers all year, but they are running out of gas tonight. McCollum, return to Lillard, deep three, no good. Rebound number 12 for Daniel Tice. Quick outlet to Kemba Walker, 2-on-1 with Jaylen Brown. Jaylen back to Kemba, lays it up, man. Celtics by 16, 12 straight, 34 for Kemba.
Close the door, the party's over.
I don't know what Terry Stotts is waiting for here. 112-96. Blazers back in the offensive end. Down to 4:18 to go. Time running down up. 16 points down and 5 games out of the playoff race. Lillard this time goes to Rodney Hood. Hood against Ojeleye. Backs him down, turns, it'll fall away. No good. Ojeleye grabs the rebound. And the Celtics can run some clock. Getting towards the finish line now. Kemba, offensive end. Holding. As Marcus Smart gets it back. Clock rolling inside 4 minutes now. Kemba is inside of Jaylen Brown. Backs down Rodney Hood. Turns, fades, no good. Rebound. Grant Williams comes in and pulls it away from Whiteside. Kick out, open, Smart, 3, good night.
Good night, and you know what? I can start to smell the tacos being cooked.
So can everybody else. Timeout, Terry Stotts. The Celtics run off 14 straight in less than 3 minutes and take a very big step towards their 50th win. Timeout on the floor, 3:47 to go. Boston 115, Portland 96. Final minute 12 here at the Garden. Everyone in a celebratory mood, but there's still one piece of drama outstanding. Anthony Simmons and Gary Trent, a couple of buckets late here, cuts it to 12. Fans about to celebrate the 50th of the year. The Celtics getting within 2 games of Toronto. But Max, they want to celebrate in style. All eyes, again, are on Brad Stevens right now with Taco Fall waiting at the end of the bench.
Boy, playing that cat and mouse game again with Taco. They want him. They need him. They got to have him.
During a timeout, Taco stood up once, put his hands on the warm-ups, and then sat back down. Romeo Langford is now on with Grant Williams, Devontae Green, Shemi Ojeleye, and Daniel Tice staying out there here as we are in garbage time. Langford, cross half court, about to go into the final minute. Fans not going to let, you can hear them, they're not going to let Brad off the hook here. Ojeleye finds Devontae Green. Green starts his drive, gets to the cup, gets fouled by Gary Trent. Blazers over the limit. Long since over the limit. Devontae Green will go to the line. It's 48 seconds to go. Good to see him back in here.
Yeah, he's had a good season. As a young player, last year we were so impressed with him during, the exhibition season. It really just magnified his play.
Well, Devontae Green, 64% on the year from the free throw line, but the crowd has no interest in the free throws. They only want one thing. Green's first free throw, no good. And there it is. Brad Stevens makes the signal, and Taco Fall is headed to the scorer's table. It's Taco Friday at the Garden.
What kind of signal do you make when you want to get a taco? Your son always talks about getting a burrito. What is the taco sound?
This place is going crazy, and there are nights like this early in the year. You think about, Max, what it was like in this building 1 year ago with a team that caused so much angst. And on a night that the kind of go-to fun guy, Enes Kanter, is out, it's Taco Fall. It's going to get a chance here in the final minute. These have been some of the most memorable moments of this year.
Nobody leaves a building, and that's the craziest thing about it. Normally, people are trying to get to the car, do all kinds of things. When Taco's in the building, like Elvis, you know, nobody leaves.
Seventh appearance for Taco Fall, his first since the 5th of February. Devontae makes the second free throw, 125 to 112 here in the final second. Celtics should get the ball back one more time.
No, don't say it. Don't you tell me the Taco's going to get it. Don't.
In garbage time, Nasir Little out there with Anthony Simmons, Sazonia, Caleb Swanigan, former Purdue Boilermaker, and Gary Trent. Swanigan starts his drive. Taco waiting in the paint. Out of it comes Gary Trent. 14-footer, no good, and the crowd will tell you that it's Taco who got the rebound.
Taco gets that rebound. The crowd goes ballistic.
Celtics have to shoot one more time, so the fans, everybody on their feet, they want to see Taco get it. Everybody on the Celtics bench is up and cheering. Marcus Smart leading the cheers. Romeo Langford gets it back from Devontae Green. Langford looking inside. Taco's got it. Taco against Trent, turns, little jump hook, no good. He gets his own rebound, puts it back up and in.
There's the cherry on Tuesday, son.
Little will dribble at the clock, and a feel-good night will come to an end at the Garden. Taco Fall, the finishing touch of win number 50 for the Celtics. They're four straight. They pull within two games of Toronto for the two seed with the 22-50 Timberwolves coming in here on Sunday night. The final score, Boston 127, Portland 112. Post-game coming up right after this.
If you've been following me on Twitter, you may have noticed I'm finally doing something about my weight and my health. I decided it's time to get back to my MVP weight. So I started Awaken 180 Weight Loss. I'm already feeling fantastic. The best part, I'm already down 9 pounds. I could have hit the treadmill for a year and not seen the results that I've had with Awaken 180. Just like during my playing days, Awaken is all about losing weight and focusing on nutrition, coaching, and science. No pills, no gym. As you know, I travel a ton, but no worries there because Awaken 180 has a worldwide program. I can still have my weekly consult via Skype. When I'm back in Boston, I visit the Government Center location. Besides healthy living, my favorite part about Awaken is free support for life. We are all stuck at home these days, but join me and get healthy. Call the solution for weight loss. Awaken 180, weight loss. Get on board just as I did. Go to awaken180weightloss.com.
All right, thanks, guys. And John Zanis back here with Mike Petralia and Trags. Nothing but good stuff tonight. Celtics pull away with the win, 127-112. You get a little taco time. Everybody who goes home happy. Celtics finally returning home after a four-game road trip for the first of six games at the Garden, and a great time had by all. The Celtics Simulation postgame show brought to you by BetOnline.ag, your online wagering experts, and Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Eat right, strengthen your immune system, don't gain weight sitting at home, lose it with Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Trags, big games tonight from Kemba Walker and Gordon Hayward. Kemba led the way with 34, and Gordon was the best version of himself. He was the Gordon Hayward tonight that just doesn't miss. The importance of having those guys going the way they were going tonight, again, as you're heading into the postseason, to have all of your weapons clicking on all cylinders.
It just simply means, John, teams cannot easily double-team Jason Tatum like they normally would, and certainly it frees up Jaylen Brown. When you have certainly a guy like Kemba Walker who runs the point but can also score and hurt teams offensively, and you throw in Gordon Hayward, you have the ability to spread the floor. And obviously, when Kemba Walker is scoring, that means he's not only knocking down open jump shots and making tough jump shots, he's dribble penetrating and really getting into the heart of the opposing defense.
Absolutely. And Kemba tonight outplaying Damian Lillard, who is arguably a top five, top eight NBA player in today's NBA. So really great stuff by Kemba. Great stuff by the Celtics as they win. We're going to send it back to the court now for Grandy and Max. Get final thoughts on tonight's game.
All right, guys, I guess this is the definition of feel-good night for the Celtics. 50 wins, surpassing a year ago. They get within two games of Toronto. We're exactly 1 week removed from the Fred VanVleet game winner in Toronto that seemed to seal that two seed. Now the Celtics still alive here for it with nine games to play, with seven of those nine, or six of those nine, coming here at the Garden. And, Max, we go back to a couple of guys who early in the year when the Celtics were really rolling, Gordon Hayward couldn't miss a shot, and Kemba Walker looked like the all-star Kemba Walker, and it's happening again here late in the year.
Well, when those two guys are going good, I think the Celtics are going to play well. One thing we know about Gordon Hayward, the ability to knock down long jump shots, and what I've loved about him this year, Sean, is him rebounding a ball on the defensive and offensive end. I didn't see that coming.
31 points, 6 rebounds for Gordon Hayward on 13 of 17 shooting. Another 30-point night for Kemba Walker. He had 34 in the game, 13 rebounds for Daniel Tice. The Celtics have, with the exception of Enes Kanter tonight, have stayed healthy down the stretch, and they're giving themselves an opportunity here now. 27 games over 500, and now the Celtics' golden opportunity here. Game two of the homestand will be against a team that has long since given up their playoff aspirations. Karl-Anthony Towns and the Minnesota Timberwolves will be back with you on Sunday night as the Celtics try to make it five in a row. They beat the Blazers tonight 127 to 112 on a Taco Friday, guys, at the Garden.
All right, thanks, guys. And again, a great way to start off a six-game homestand. The Wolves are next. Trags, final thoughts from you?
I just want to see the Celtics continue this down the stretch for the next five games, certainly at home. We've seen the Celtics go on four or five game home streaks, home winning streaks, and then trip themselves up. And I think that's something they certainly want to avoid if they want to catch Toronto, which I think they do toward the end of the season.
Absolutely. And yeah, you don't want to slip up against the bad teams. They already had a loss to the Bulls not too long ago, and you just can't have those, certainly when every win counts at this point in the season. So again, Mike Petralia, thank you very much. For Trags, this is John Zanis signing off on the Celtics Simulation. The season continues right here on CLNS Media, brought to you by BetOnline.ag, your online wagering experts, and Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Our next game, as we mentioned, Sunday against the Minnesota Timberwolves. Please be sure to join us again, along with Sean Grandy and Cedric Maxwell. You can support us by going to clnsmedia.com/CelticsAllAccess, and that will redirect you to our YouTube page, which is exclusively dedicated to bringing you all your Celtics video content. Also, you can follow us on Twitter at CelticsCLNS. Once again, John Zanis signing off for the Celtics Simulation broadcast. We'll see you on Sunday.